Good afternoon. This is Archdeacon Steve West, the parish priest of St. Barnabas Parish in the Anglican Church in the Diocese of Trinidad and Tobago. I welcome you to reflection on this fourth Sunday after Pentecost, proper 7, year B. Our readings today, 1 Samuel chapter 17, verse 1a, 4 to 11, 19 to 23, and 32 to 49. Our psalm is Psalm 9. Then we have 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 1 to 13, and the Gospel of Mark chapter 4, verses 35 to 41. Let us pray. The Lord is here, and we will praise Him. The Lord is here, and we will worship Him. The Lord is here, and we will trust Him. The Lord is here, and we will honor Him. The Lord is here, and He has called us to give Him all the glory. Amen. His name is mighty, and He is the Lord. His name is Creator, and He makes all things new. His name is Sustainer, and He holds us in the palm of His hand. His name is Savior, and He died in our place. His name is Forgiveness, and He can be trusted to heal and to bless. His name is Holy, and He is the one that we have come to worship. His name means He is worthy to receive all we have and all we are, forever and ever. Amen. Lord, the psalmist sang for joy when he entered the courts of your house. He shouted for joy to you, the Lord of all the earth. His praises sprang from a heart filled with great gratitude, and for His knowledge of your worth and your glory. We have come, as generations of your people have come, to offer you heartfelt thanks and praise. May our praises be directed to you, the Lord of heaven and earth, and may our thanksgiving find its mainspring in the empty cross, the empty tomb, and the emptying out of the Holy Spirit. We pray that together we may offer worship that is worthy of your holy name. Amen. We have the hymn, I Cannot Tell.
I can't tell.
we pray the collect for Proper 7, followed by our parish prayer. O God, our defender, storms rage about us and cause us to be afraid. Rescue your people from despair. Deliver your sons and daughters from fear, and preserve us all from unbelief. Through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Gracious God, you sent your only Son, Jesus, to be for us an example of godly living. Empower us by your Holy Spirit to treasure your creation, that we may be his faithful disciples in our time and place, making disciples of all nations, sharing his words with all who need to hear them, and helping our brothers and sisters to experience life in all its fullness, all to your honor and glory, through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Our reflection today is entitled, The Other Side of Fear. The Other Side of Fear. Jesus and his disciples were in a boat on the Sea of Galilee. As would usually happen, because of its location between two mountains, suddenly a great storm arose. Mark tells us that the waves beat into the boat so that the boat was already being swamped. Mark chapter 4, verse 37. Jesus was asleep on a cushion in the stern of the boat. The disciples feared for their lives, although, as fishermen, some of them would have experienced many storms like this before. They woke Jesus up and said to him, Teacher, do you not care that we are perishing? Jesus rebuked the wind and said to the sea, Peace, be still. Mark chapter 4, verse 39. Mark reports that the wind ceased, and there was a dead calm. Then Jesus spoke to his disciples, Why are you afraid? Have you still no faith? Mark chapter 4, verse 40. Jesus emphasizes an absolute truth about humankind. Fear comes from a lack of faith in God. This is illustrated by our Old Testament reading today, the story of the slaying of the Philistine giant Goliath by the shepherd boy David. King Saul and the Israelite army were afraid of the Philistines. They had no faith in God, whose covenant people they were. In fact, they may have forgotten the covenant, the agreement between God and the children of Israel, whom they were. The agreement, I will be your God, and you will be my people. They were to become a holy nation, a royal priesthood, a people set apart for God. While Saul the king had lost favor with God, the people of Israel, the army of Israel, seemed to have forgotten that they were God's people, and that God had delivered them from slavery in Egypt, and given them the land of Canaan, and that God would be with them always and defend them from their enemies. David, however, had faith in God. So when Saul insisted that David would not be able to go against Goliath, because he, David, was just a boy, and Goliath had been a warrior from his youth, David responded by letting Saul know that in the past he trusted in God to enable him to defend his sheep when they were attacked. He explained that whenever a lion or bear came and took a lamb from the flock, I went after it and struck it down, rescuing the lamb from its mouth. And if it turned against me, I would catch it by the jaw, strike it down, and kill it. 1 Samuel chapter 14, verses 34 and 35. David affirmed that he had killed both lions and bears, and this uncircumcised Philistine should be like one of them, since he has defiled the armies of the living God. Verse 36. David was confident that acting in the name of God, that God would deliver Goliath into his hands. He explained to Saul, "The Lord who saved me from the paws of the lion and the paw of the bear will save me from the hand of this Philistine." Verse 37. What faith, what confidence in God's love and God's power. In the face of such faith in God, Saul could only reply, "Go, and may the Lord be with you." Verse 37. David was confident that the Lord would not only be with him, but that God would give him victory over Goliath. David kept faith with God. So with faith in God, and because he could not walk in Saul's armor or use Saul's sword, David approached the 9-foot fully armed Goliath with his staff in his hand, 5 smooth stones in his shepherd's bag, and a sling in his hand. He was certain that the Lord, who was his shepherd, would protect him from the enemy as David had protected his sheep. David would say to Goliath, "You come to me with sword and spear and javelin, but I come to you in the name of the Lord of hosts, the God of the armies of Israel, whom you have defiled. This very day, the Lord will deliver you into my hand." 1 Samuel 17, verses 45 and 46. Without fear, but with faith in God, David ran towards the battle line to meet the Philistine giant. David put his hand in his bag, took out a stone, slung it, and struck the Philistine on his forehead, the only unprotected part of his body. The stone sank into his forehead, and he fell face down on the ground. 1 Samuel 17, verses 48 and 49. The writer of 1 Samuel records that David prevailed over the Philistine with a sling and a stone, striking down the Philistine and killing him. There was no sword in David's hand. Verse 50. There was no sword in David's hand, but there was faith in God in his heart. David went out with faith in God, not fearing Goliath, but certain that God will give him the victory. Jesus rebuked his disciples for being afraid, for fear drives out faith. The disciples allowed themselves to be fearful in the storm rather than put their trust in God. If Jesus, God's Son, is God's Son, and he came to bring salvation to humankind, would God allow him to perish in a storm, in a boat? Fear, you see, drives out not only faith, but logic, clear thinking, and invites crippling action. With no faith in their master, but with fear in their hearts. The disciples were in a panic in the midst of the storm. They accused Jesus of being uncaring, not concerned about their survival. Imagine accusing the one who came out of love to give his life for humankind of being uncaring. Fear makes us lose our ability to perceive God's loving action on our behalf. In the midst of the COVID-19 pandemic, are we, as disciples of Christ, responding with fear or with faith? The dictionary defines fear as an emotion experienced in anticipation of some specific pain or danger, usually accompanied by a desire to flee or fight. Faith, on the other hand, is defined as a strong belief in a supernatural power or powers that control human destiny. Are we, as disciples of Christ today, allowing ourselves to be subject to fear, which cripples our desire and our response to serve God? Or will we, in faith, like Paul and Timothy, servants of God, command ourselves in every way through great endurance, in afflictions, hardships, calamities, beatings, imprisonments, riots, labors, sleepless nights? 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 4 and 5. All adverse conditions for keeping faith with God, confident that God will bring us through every storm of life. God has the power to still any storm, and God loves us and desires us to experience life in all its fullness. One of God's loving gifts to us is that we always have a choice. As we are faced with the challenges of life, we can choose fear or we can choose faith. When we choose fear, we deny God's presence with us and God's love for us. When we choose faith in God, we can face any challenge this world can put before us. Like the psalmist, we are able to affirm that the Lord, the good shepherd, is my shepherd. Though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I shall fear no evil, for you are with me, your rod and your staff, they comfort me. Psalm 23, verse 4. With faith in God, we can echo the words of the psalmist in Psalm 46, verses 1, 2, and 4. The psalmist says, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear though the earth be moved, and though the mountains be toppled into the depths of the sea. We will always be able to affirm, the Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our stronghold. As we strive to have faith in God and banish fear from our hearts, we will be able to say, like the psalmist, in the face of the trials and tribulations of life, I lift up my eyes to the hills. From where is my help to come? My help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. The Lord shall preserve me from all evil. It is he who shall keep me safe. The Lord shall watch over my going out and my coming in from this day forth, forevermore. Psalm 121. Whenever we are faced with the challenges of life, as we are today, Jesus, the Christ, the Son of the living God, has a word for us. He says, "Let not your hearts be troubled. Believe in God, believe also in me." John chapter 14, verse 1. So the message from Jesus to all of us today is, fear not. I am with you. Amen. Let us pray. Comfort, we ask you, most gracious God, all who are cast down and faint of heart amidst the sorrows and difficulties of the world, and grant that by the quickening power of the Holy Spirit, they may be lifted up to you with hope and courage, and enabled to go upon their way rejoicing in your love through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. O merciful Father, we beseech you for your mercy's sake, continue your grace and favor towards us. Let not the sun of your gospel overgo down out of our hearts. Let your truth abide and be established among us forever. Help our unbelief, increase our faith, and give us hearts to consider the time of our visitation. Through faith, clothe us with Christ, that he may live in us, and that your name may be glorified through us in all the world, through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Help us, O keeper of faith, to keep the faith entrusted to us. Faith in a world worth saving. Faith in a dream worth sharing. Faith in a heritage worth keeping, even as we reinvigorate it to have meaning for us now. Help us keep faith in you, and help us not to lose faith in ourselves, for faith is the substance of our hope, and hope is the assurance of the love. Praise to you, O faithful one, now and forever. Amen. And today, Father's Day, we pray for all fathers. Heavenly Father, it is your command that we should honor our fathers. Hear the prayer we offer you for them. Grant them many years on earth, and give them health of mind and body. Bless their words and all they do. Give them back 100-fold whatever they have done for us. Inspire them with your love and help them to fulfill your holy law. One day, may we be their comfort and support, so that having enjoyed their affection on earth, we may have the joy of being with them forever in your home in heaven, through Christ our Lord. Amen. And we pray the prayer our Savior Christ himself taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. And may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all, now and forevermore. Amen. Our hymn comes from Songs of Fellowship, 804. I lift my eyes to the quiet hills. Teach us, good Lord, to serve you as you deserve, to give and not to count the costs, to fight and not to heed the wounds, to toil and not to seek for rest, to labor and not to ask for any reward save that of knowing we do your will. And in that service, O God, we pray that you will continue to make us instruments of your peace. Where there is hatred, let us sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. And where there is sadness, joy. O Divine Master, grant that we may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love. For it is in giving that we receive, It is in pardoning that we are pardoned, and it is in dying that we are born to eternal life through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. And may God, the Holy Trinity, make you strong in faith and love, defend you on every side, and guide you in truth and peace. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be upon you and remain with you this day and always. Amen. We pray that you will continue to follow the regulations. Remember, wear your mask, wash your hands, keep your distance, get your vaccine, and please be safe. Have a very spirit-filled, rewarding week.
We are marching in the light of God.